This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2101. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 26th, Afghanistan, Antarctica, Canada, Cayman Islands, Chile, Cuba, France, Germany, India, Iran, Korea South, Madagascar, Myanmar, Netherlands, Newfoundland, Russia, Solomon Islands, Sweden, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Continuing from last week, our look at the radio aspects of the Afghanistan situation. The major transmitter in Kabul on 1107 kilohertz, originally and maybe still 400 kilowatts, had been closing at 1930 UT, but if you're monitoring it via remote in Delhi or somewhere such as Walt Salmaniv in BC, he says on August 24th it cut off the air in mid-sentence at 25 seconds past 1831, almost an hour earlier than before. Ben Dawson of Hatfield Dawson Consulting Engineers says, "We redesigned the feeds and commissioned the modifications of those two antennas at Pol El Charki." That's the proper name of the transmitter site near Kabul. He says they are skirt-fed Franklins of the standard Russian design. The other frequency, 1296 kHz, which was used for U.S. relays. Not clear whether that's still on the air. Now about the hastily started broadcast on shortwave into Afghanistan, originating in London, Afghanistan International TV, which is, of course, the soundtrack of their television service. 7600 kHz is the frequency. Further discussion has continued the past week, and the consensus seems to be that two different transmitter sites are in use. One of them is significantly off frequency, which is characteristic of at least one of the transmitters, at Tashkent, Uzbekistan, 7599.8 variable, between 0230 and 1430 UT, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, and the rest of the 24 hours, 1430 to 0230, it's closer to exactly 7600 via Yerevan or Gavar, Armenia site. On August 23rd, Ivo Ivanov also noted there was an overlap between the two sites, between 1428 and 1430. That is, the carrier from the second one was already on with dead air, that was Armenia, while the Uzbekistan one was still running for two more minutes, all of these in Pashto. On August 25th, he says they were testing another frequency, 7590, 10 kHz below, via Armenia, heard at 1128 and 1228 until 1236. And in fact, it was on a 10-second delay compared to Uzbekistan on 7599.8. Of course, this Radio Afghanistan International TV is from the same organization in London, Volant Media, which has already been broadcasting Radio Iran International Television on similar frequencies with an offset from Uzbekistan. As of August 22nd, Ivo was monitoring that as follows, all on off frequencies from Tashkent, 0230 to 06, below 12020, 06 to 16, below 15630, and 16 to 0230, below 9930, by 100 or 200 hertz. There has also been speculation, but not confirmed, that the Afghanistan International may also have a medium wave frequency, as Iran International at least tried medium wave previously, Kai Ludwig says, 801 kHz from Tajikistan, or maybe 990 kHz, or 999 even from Moldova, Pridnestrovia, but that's really far away to try to reach Afghanistan. Oh, something more about shortwave 7600, although it may be on the air 24 hours from one site or another. There have been long stretches when music only is being reported. I guess they are not providing programming 24 hours straight. It's been another week without any signals from LRA 36 Antarctica, missing from their usual Saturday and Wednesday broadcast on August 21st and 25th, checked via remotes in Brazil around 1455, just below 15476. Last week we were reporting that the flight weather from Trenton Military, Ontario, was having serious problems, distorted modulation, and no report received from anywhere. The night frequency 6754 USB I've been hearing again, however, since August 20th, and it seems to be more or less back to normal, modulation okay. Their local clock time, however, is about 2 minutes off. As always, there are no reports received from some locations, but no longer all locations. An ODXA, Richard Lacroix, who's apparently in the Canadian military, explains, "The MACS Trenton transmitter site is fully redundant, unmanned, and some services are automated. It's all remote controlled, including equipment monitoring. Unfortunately, unattended status monitoring does not always tell you how your transmitter actually sounds on the air." The HF shop and technical staff are on the base in Trenton. They are pretty busy looking after a large portion of the HF equipment for the Canadian military. The receiver and transmitter sites are about 40 kilometers or 25 miles apart, considerably further by road due to geography, about 75 kilometers or 46 miles. In the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid says, "On the 9th of September, CRTC will hear two applications to move existing AM stations to FM. CBC has applied to move 540 CBT in Newfoundland to 93.3 FM, non-directional with 100 kilowatts. Retaining CBC One programming and existing rebroadcasting transmitters, however, and in New Brunswick, Maritime Broadcasting Services has applied to move 950 CKNB to 100.7 FM. The new CBT FM in Newfoundland would also be a new mother station feeding relays, replacing the obsolete AM antenna. Here's a way to hear the Cayman Islands on shortwave. Via Bob Wilkner, NASWA, the mysterious DXer in Cedar Key, Florida, known as XM, reports hearing the Coast Guard on the Cayman Islands at 14 UT July 31st with notices, Caribbean and local weather, a weak signal until off at 1404 on 8291 USB. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports hearing Radio Compañía Worldwide Chile, the questionably legal station on 6925, August 16th at 2239, relaying Radio France International's Portuguese service to Africa with news about Afghanistan. Here's another anomaly from Cuba, where something is always wrong, and one that I missed, reported by Ron Trotto in Illinois, August 24th at 0605. Radio Havana, Cuba, in English, with an ID, on 11670, much later than that frequency, supposed to be on the air and never in English. Radio France International still behaves as if there is an S season in international broadcasting starting the first Sunday in September, changing a number of frequencies or bands, and it probably makes sense propagationally. Even if Ivanov has rounded them up, they concern broadcasts to Africa between 12 and 18 UT in Mandingo, French, Fulfulde, and Swahili. Most notable is moving up to one 11-meter band frequency, 25775, the Swahili hour, at 15 until 16 UT, replacing 21690, which itself is an extremely high frequency under the circumstances. With 500 kilowatts, it should make an interesting propagation pilot for maximum usable frequencies and might be audible even off the back here in North America, much more so than less than 1 kilowatt from Denmark on 11 meters. August 31st is a significant date for free radio in Europe. It's the anniversary of the 1974 close down of various offshore radio stations. So Cool AM Radio has booked a number of special broadcasts about offshore history radio on Channel 292 in Germany. It's actually started August 20th and involve all three frequencies, but in a very convoluted schedule, different hours and frequencies each day. But here are the ones I have extracted for the last 2 days, Monday, August 30th, 18 to 24 on 6070 and 9670, 19 to 20 on 3955, and a big day Tuesday, August 31st, 02 to 12 on 6070, 02 to 24, 9670, 06 to 17, 3955, 13 to 18, 6070, 19 to 20, 3955, 21 to 23, 6070, and 21 to 24, 3955.
You're listening to Offshore History Radio. I'm Bob LeRoy, and I'm happy to have helped produce this special program for Offshore History Radio.
Offshore History Radio. OHR Radio. Offshore History Radio.
Radio the way it used to be. Join in the spirit of Offshore Radio.
OHR Radio. Offshore History Radio.
We're bringing back the memories.
The golden days of offshore radio.
The golden days of offshore radio.
Alan Rowe reports the rather generically named shortwave radio from Germany is now known as Shortwave Gold, celebrating 4 years on the air as of August 1st. Here is the schedule in UT. 3975 at 18 to 22. 6160, 7 days a week at 18 to 22. And on Saturdays, 6160 from 10 to 16 and 18 to 22. On Sundays, there's also an additional morning broadcast from 08 until 16. More info at shortwavegold.org. Ivo Ivanov reports that for an HFCC update August 24th, Deutsche Welle would resume its shortwave service for Afghanistan, for obvious reasons, 14 to 1430 UT on 15230 via Nauen in Dari, alternative frequency 15180 via UAE, and 15390 via UAE in Dari, alternative to that, 15180. Then from 1430 to 15, the same applies to Pashto. However, these had not yet started as of August 25th and 26th, according to monitoring by Ivo and Hans-Jürg Wiener and Wolfgang Büschel. They were also wondering whether the BBC would expand its services in Pashto and Dari, but apparently no change, various frequencies in use from 05 to 0830 and 1130 to 14 UT via UAE. Wolfgang Büschel was monitoring All India Radio at local range via the remote receiver in Delhi, August 21st at 03 to 04 UT, but he says there was a terrible audio example, insufficient AIR on shortwave, performing terrible audio noise covered program on 9949.804 10 over 9 via local ground wave. He heard it at 0321 August 21st during that 1 hour broadcast. He says he noted 10 times 100 hertz apart distance strings on Perseus SDR screen software on lower side flank only between 9948.654 and 9949.354. Arthur Posner reports on Radio Iran International at 1629 and 1729. There was an ID on 9930 saying it's coming from Dushanbe, Tajikistan. The RF carrier was nearly 160 hertz below the nominal frequency, 9930. He says, still not bad at all, considering it's about 50 years old or more, that transmitter. Wolfgang Büschel was also monitoring this August 22nd, the 16 to 0230 UT broadcast at 2250, S8 or 9, via remote in Delhi, India. He measured it on 9929.895. while the daytime frequency at 0230 to 16 on 15629.835 via Tashkent. He says as long as it's that much off frequency, it's much more likely to be Uzbekistan than Tajikistan. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard observes the ever-changing frequencies for the clandestines from South to North Korea as of Monday, August 23rd. While one of them has not been changing, another week still on the same frequencies for Voice of the People, 3480, 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600, checked at 1140 UT. However, the other one, Echo of Hope, was on 3985, 4880, 5995, 6245, 6350, and 1995 at 1123 UT, including a weekday English language lesson. However, after 1225, he found 9095 was silent, but at 1353 they were instead on 9100. He had not noticed such a change of frequencies during a single broadcast, rather than all frequencies changed 1 week at a time. Next day, Tuesday the 24th, they started about 10 UT on 9095. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM and Shortwave, World of Radio 2101. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. One may contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds initially, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Our thanks this week for some financial support from Dan in Cincinnati. He says, I'm writing to thank you again for all the great information you gather and report weekly. He also says the program director of WSIP in Kentucky wants to research whether there have been DX reports of his station. Well, I got no hits searching WTFDA forums. I found one report in VHF UHF Digest back on December 15, 2016. Jeff Falconer in Clinton, Ontario, heard it by Tropo at a distance of 407 miles, WSIP 98.9, Paintsville, Kentucky, at 9:27 a.m., Eastern Standard Time. As for the AM side of WSIP on 1490, according to NRC DX News, WSIP is one of 256 unreported U.S. and Canadian medium wave stations since 1999. One of the transmitters at Madagascar World Voice has a hard time attaining accurate frequencies. August 26 at 0328 during the Spanish hour on 6180, I measured it actually 50 hertz below. 6179.950. An AFP report, August 20th, Dateline Bangkok, says a Myanmar shadow government working to overthrow the junta launched a daily radio program on Friday, August 20th, seeking to battle military-backed media for supremacy over the airwaves. Dissident lawmakers from Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, NLD, nominate a National Unity Government, NUG, in hiding or in exile, rallying support for the resistance on international news broadcasts. The first of twice-daily 30-minute radio NUG programs went on the air August 20th with COVID-19 updates, details of alleged military atrocities, and reading letters from democracy supporters. NUG also urged listeners to buy a radio and tune in, an attempt to dodge any junta-enforced internet blackouts. Sri Lanka DXer Sarat Wirakun also reports this, and says, Radio NUG, tested on Friday, 20 August at 17710, to air twice daily at 0130 and 1330 UT. However, Ivo Ivanov says neither transmission was heard on August 21st, Saturday, maybe they're Monday through Friday only. Kai Ludwig says archive.org has a recording of what's called a test program dated August 20th. Still no regular broadcasts more than 2 months after their first music tests. Transmitter site on 17710 believed to be Madagascar. That is for the 1330 UT broadcast, but Mauno Rutila says the 0130 broadcast, also on 17710, is scheduled from Taiwan. Ivo Ivanov says it was still inactive on Wednesday, August 25th, but it was heard on Thursday the 26th at 0130 and 1330. And believed to be scheduled on Thursdays and Fridays only. Via RustyX, Piotr Skorek reports, getting a confirmation from Dutch free radio station Radio Del Trax, August 17th, heard on 5020 from Eastern Netherlands. They say they might also be on 5018 and get a good signal into Poland. They say they're running 300 watts PEP, up from 65 watts. The antenna is 13 meters above sea level, and they were going to broadcast again at 20 UT on 5018. Konstantin Barsenkov in St. Petersburg got an EQSL from another Dutch free radio station, Radio Rona Lisa, on 6270 to 6290, heard August 13th at 2101 to 2135, He says he uses only 16 watts PEP with 100% audio, however, and was testing with more power, 40 watts, reaching many countries with his low-power signal. Manuel Mendez in Spain has been monitoring the reactivated Radio Congo Brazzaville on 6115, but says for a few days an ID station has been on 6115 in the afternoon, non-stop songs, preventing Radio Congo to be heard between 18 and 1830. Eve Ivanov and Alan Rowe reply that would be another Netherlands station called Radio Europe. Wolfgang Büschel measured it at 1836 on 6114.940. It's previously used other 49-meter band frequencies, so if they're flexible, we suggest that we ask them to move off 6115. Steve Witt, Medium Wave Circle, forwards news from Newfoundland that VOWR radio has been off the air since August 21st. They were not sure of the cause, but they're no longer able to transmit on 800 kHz. Then there was a CBC News story August 23rd saying it was because thunder and lightning storm on Friday night, an intense one rolling through the metro region. Ivo Ivanov recorded what he calls a diplomatic station known as X06C Mazielka on 11515, August 26th until 0655. The Signal Identification Wiki explains a diplomatic cell call system used by the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs to alert that a Sirdalik transmission is going to occur soon, usually on a different frequency, has only six tones, representing numbers 1 through 6, and transmits the same five-number group repetitively. Reinhard reports on continued erratic broadcasting from Solomon Islands. August 19th from 0445, no signal on 9545, where it usually runs until 0500. Then August 23rd, 5020, was being heard as late as 1200. On August 22nd, past 1410. And I was hearing a just barely audible carrier on 5020, August 25th, as early as 0557. Via Alan Pennington, British TX Club, from Radio Nord Revival disgraced FB group, August 26th, Jorin Lindemark says, Radio Nord Revival has received a permit for September 4th and 5th on 91.9 FM and shortwave from Julita in Sumland, three alternative frequencies on the 49-meter band, 6035, 6060, and 6130. Beam at the Desert Whooper Beacon, DW, on 4095.65, warns to be careful not to confuse it with other similar beacons on nearby frequencies, such as, reported back in June, a beacon called L, also with temperature and battery information, but its exact frequency was 4096.15. Attention, World of Radio scheduling changes on WRMI. Our recently discovered time, UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 5950, is going to be replaced by something else next week. I think you're still hearing it this week, but we have a new time on the same system L at WRMI, which is Sunday at 2230, also on 5950. That happens to be when we're already on another system, 9955. Furthermore, I see that the 0230 UT Monday broadcast on 5800 and 7780 is also canceled. The deal is off for WBCQ to purchase WHRI. The last half of Alan Wiener Worldwide, August 20th edition, had him talking about this, summarized by Larry Will. The original purchase agreement with WHRI expired on August 10th and was not renewed, so the deal is off. The rest of the broadcast was railing against the insidious delaying tactics employed by the FCC, who knew that if they just kept delaying, then the deal was likely doomed. Confirming this, Ben Cobb found an FCC document from the Council for Family Broadcasting Corporation saying they have not and do not intend to enter into a local marketing agreement with the proposed assignee. At the end of last week's World of Radio, I was talking about a mysterious signal on 4975, a very weak one, right next to WRMI 4980. But I could detect at one point that they were both carrying TUMS, the Overcomer Ministry Brother Scare. So, this could be confirmed as WRMI if they both went off or on the air at exactly the same time. And that is exactly what happened when I was monitoring August 19th at 2358.5 on two receivers, both 4975 barely audible and 4980 cut on at the same time. Ben Cobb also sends a copy of an objection he has filed with the FCC, an official document, in the matter of the application of DPA Mac LLC for an international broadcast station. He says it raises novel and substantial policy questions the commission must address. While the application seeks waivers of certain technical rules, it asks no waiver for its most striking request, authorization for non-broadcast operations within the rubric of the International Broadcast Service. Such a waiver would have to meet a high hurdle at the starting gate, as nothing in Part 73F allows use of HF spectrum for non-public fixed station links. The Commission must not entertain excursions around this core issue. International broadcast stations are engaged in transmissions intended for reception by the general public. DPA Mac's non-public financial data link cannot be shoehorned within this definition. Rule Section 73.758 permits data casting using the DRM standard, but not point-to-point or any supplemental data casting that is not also broadcasting. 100% of the output of an international broadcast station, regardless of time of day, transmission technique, or spectrum occupied, must be devoted to broadcasting. The Commission should decline the application as contrary to the International Broadcast Service in its current form. Last week, we reported that the successor to WMBI 1110 Chicago, WXES, under new ownership, had gone off the air, at least temporarily, but Tom Jasinski in Joliet reports to IRCA as of August 20th, they were back on the air playing nonstop symphonic and classical music all day long. They went off at 01 UT. And since then, there have been other reports that it has started regular broadcasting in Spanish. Sr. Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports Radio Vanuatu back on the air at 0634 UT, August 24th, on 5040. This is after nearly a month of silence on that or any of its other frequencies or harmonics. Brian Clark in New Zealand soon agrees it's a strong signal into New Zealand. Then Ivo Ivanov reports via remotes in New Zealand it appears to be on 5040 at all times checked before and after 0700 and starting at 2100. Ron Howard in California was also hearing it randomly between 0708 and 1008 UT. When Cuba was off before 06 UT August 25th, I also could get a JBA carrier on 5040, presumably Vanuatu, but August 26th after 0700, Cuba not on. However, Lucio in Brazil says Vanuatu was again missing from that and all its other frequencies. August 26th at 0208, I had a barely audible carrier on 4780, not currently known to be any shortwave broadcast frequency, but immediately bringing to mind the possibility of Djibouti, which had not been heard for 6.5 years. Or, as in World Radio TV Handbook 2020, a new Peruvian, but more likely it's a 10 kHz spur below WBCQ. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, geomagnetic field, reaching active level September 3rd, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4. Solar flux bottoming out at 73 between September 3rd and 11th. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 2101.